Clifton James was my original drummer. He is the one that created the Bo Diddley drum beat. He was able to play it when I showed him what I was talking about. And because I first came up with the thing on the guitar, you know, that rhythmic pattern. Then we put it on the drums. Then we put Jerome the Shaking the Morocco's, and that's where we got that sound.
Some called it limbo, some called it ham bone rhythm, whatever. Where does it come from?
No, it's not ham bone. It's people got a habit of trying to make something what they want it to be. I'm the one who did it, and I know what it is. You understand? And it might be related to the ham bone word structure, you know. But ham bone goes like this. Ham bone, ham bone, have you heard? Ham bone, ham bone, where have you been? Both diddly is, both diddly bonus, baby, diamond ring. Two entirely different melodies. But the rhythmic, the word structure, you got six words, you understand me? And hambone, hambone, have you heard? Bo-diddly, bottle paper, diamond ring, you understand? But it's two different melodies. And they, for years, the Arc Music in New York City that has the publishing has been saying that Bo-diddly is public domain, which is a lie, you know? And they're not going to get away with it.
Would you agree if I said that a lot of your music has strong bonds with Africa?
Yes, but it's not. It's Cajun, Tahitian, and spiritual. I don't know. You might be able to pick out some parts in there that might lean toward African rhythm, you know, a little bit.
Yeah.
But that wasn't ever in my mind when I was putting all this stuff together.
Mm. This basic beat, bump, 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 bump. Where does that come from? Is it Africa? Is this Latin America?
Latin.
It's Latin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.